Now joined by the head coach of the Lady Cardinal program up at Mercer in Drew Smith. When they were able to get on the court last week, they had a very successful week up at Meadville with two wins in as many games. However, because of the one of the problems that they're going to have here the rest of the season is they can't afford an injury or an illness or anything like that because they're playing very much shorthanded, and because of that, had to forfeit their semifinal game against Grundy. They do get a shot at Grundy, though, in 2 weeks from tonight up at Mercer, that makeup date on the 17th of February. Third-place finish, Coach, we've been talking about the fact the last couple of weeks that you're pretty much playing with four and or five, depending on the number available for a certain night. And the consistent theme is when you play, you've been a really tough team. And I know how proud you are of the girls.
Oh, I'm extremely proud of the girls. The heart and their effort and their teamwork has just been incredible to watch. And it's kind of, I just love coaching them right now, and I can't ask anything more of them. Last Friday when we got the third place game, Aubrey played the entire game, just kind of sitting there on offensive end, and she ended up hitting five threes on one leg, and she just did an awesome job, and then of handling that, and then we did a great job of really containing Lynn County to under 40 points. They hit a couple of threes towards the end that were just kind of meaningless, but we did it, holding a team to 40 points with 4 on 5. I think it's a spectacular job, and just shows how much effort and attitude they have, and that their willingness to do what they need to do to get the job done. So I'm just very proud of them.
Obviously, you know, with one leg, Aubrey is still helping out, which is a great story in itself. But at some point, we kind of talked about it last week, and it was something that was being planned. At some point, she needs to get in and get that thing fixed surgery-wise.
Yeah, her surgery is going to be this week. Her last game stepping on the court will be tomorrow night versus Winston, and then she's got surgery Wednesday. So her season's coming to an end. It's just unfortunate that it has to end this way. She's a heck of a ball player.
Absolutely. What's the plan going forward once you don't have Aubrey, Coach? Are you going to play with four, or are you going to have five at that point?
I have a girl right now getting her practices. She should be able to get her practices. I think she'll have 14 by the end of this week by North Harrison game. So that's the plan right now. We'll be at five. We just got to get her to get all of her practices in. She had... we've been getting kind of a head start on her practice, so we'll be. It actually just works out perfectly because I was really kind of worried that Aubrey's surgery was going to be today or tomorrow, which would mean we would have to forfeit Winston. But the way the surgery worked out, it just worked out in our favor, so we'd be okay.
Obviously Aubrey's graduating, so this will end her career, which is really unfortunate. But is she looking at about a 6 to 9 month timetable until she's 100%?
Yeah, that's what the doctor says. She about her age, and everything goes according to plan, she should be back to her normal self by about 8 months.
Okay. Winston on the road tomorrow night, Coach, and yeah, it's such an interesting story with your team because obviously you're not playing at full health, but when you're able to get on the floor, you know, case in point last week, you're able to grind out close victories, which that's just a great story developing up there at Mercer. And yeah, in normal circumstances, you'd really like your chances down at Winston to win, but you know, Winston's doing some good things, and obviously your team is not in the position to be overlooking anybody. And as far as, you know, grinding out wins, you're looking for more of the same on Tuesday, I'm sure.
No, absolutely not. We can't afford to overlook anyone because we've only got four healthy girls right now. So I know Winston, they've been kind of getting things going there a little bit, and their players have been playing well as the season goes on, and so we can't overlook them. And I know the girls are not for sure overlooking them. So that'll be a good test for us, another HGC battle, we'll be looking forward to them. But, it'll be a tough game for us for sure because they're a different team than what we like to guard and stuff like that, and they're a little bit smaller and quicker than us, so it'll be a challenge, but we look forward to it.
So, at full health, you know, and I saw your team play at Milan a month ago, Coach. You got Tori doing her thing, scoring and rebounding inside, certainly as far as somebody putting up the best stats on your team. It's Tori Meineke, but you also had Aubrey as that threat from the three-point line, which you won't have going forward after the middle of this week, obviously. Best case scenario when you have those five, or you know, the four working around Tori, obviously Tori's going to get the lion's share of attention from your opponents moving forward, but how best are you going to try to mix that into having a successful February?
We're just going to do the same thing just like normal, and some of the girls are just going to have to step up. Obviously we're going to have to adjust some of our plays with Aubrey out because they're not near as good at three-point shooters as she can. Now we still have girls that can shoot the three. They just haven't been needed to shoot the three. so and been relied upon, so they're going to have to step up and shoot a little bit more. And I know they're capable of doing that. It just comes with confidence and shooting it. And so really, the only thing that will change is just some of our specialty plays, but we're going to still stay the same on offense. Everyone needs to be a threat to score the ball, because it's a lot harder to guard five people than it is two or three. So that's going to be our offensive philosophy right now. It's going to change a little bit, but not a whole much of our offense and defensive strategy. So Aubrey will take a hit for sure, because we won't have that outside threat as much, but we still have some girls that can shoot it. So
North Harrison comes to your place on Friday, Coach. What's your quick thoughts about what you know about the Shamrocks this year?
They play tough physical defense. I know Coach Aaron Long's going to do a great job with them. He's going to know how to guard us, and it's going to be a tough physical game for sure.
And HDC tournament, is that seeded yet, bracketed, or is that later this week?
I got a preliminary result today of seedings. I don't know if we're supposed to release it or not, so I'll just wait for I get a confirmation email before I can release that.
So it's in the plan still. But that'll be next week at Mercer, the 10th through the 15th. Coach, third place finish at the Meadville tournament. Congratulate you on that and the season to date. Good luck with the road trip down to Winston on Tuesday.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.